بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters. Dear brothers and sisters, as you know, the Rohingya Muslims in the Rakhine state of Myanmar are currently facing a brutal genocide campaign by the murderous Myanmar regime, pursued under the false guise of fighting terrorism. The horrific ordeal that our Rohingya brothers and sisters are suffering is indescribable. For the past 2 weeks, Myanmar soldiers and armed Buddhist residents have engaged in a merciless killing spree against the Rohingya Muslims, firing indiscriminately at men, women and children, burning down homes and villages, and hacking to death innocent civilians with swords and machetes, all because they say, La ilaha illallah, my God is none but Allah. Hundreds of our brothers and sisters and their children have been killed. Gruesome videos of women and children being murdered in cold blood have been circulating on social media. Mosques and madrasas have been burnt to the ground, and around 270,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar to Bangladesh to try and escape death. This is roughly almost a third of all of the Rohingya living in Myanmar. And 80% of these have been women and children, according to UNICEF. And tens of thousands have been stranded without any food or shelter. Dozens of Rohingya women and children have also drowned while trying to escape to Bangladesh by boat. A Bangladeshi border guard sent CNN photos that show children lying dead on the riverbank of the Naf River. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Myanmar security forces have been firing mortars and machine guns at fleeing civilians as they try and cross the border to Bangladesh, subhanAllah, to seek safety. And recently there have even been reports of the Myanmar military laying landmines on the border with Bangladesh, which has resulted in the injury of Rohingya children, subhanAllah. The reports that have emerged from Myanmar of the massacres against our Rohingya Muslim brothers and sisters by these Buddhist terrorists are truly horrific. Muslim children being beheaded and others having their throats slit or being thrown into lakes, subhanAllah, including a 6-month-year-old baby. Muslim men being rounded up and placed in a bamboo hut which was then set alight and they burned to death. And all of this, brothers and sisters, is only the latest of the massacres that the Rohingya Muslims have faced during decades of persecution in Myanmar, where our sisters have faced gang rape and watched their children being slaughtered in front of their eyes. Decades of living in under apartheid conditions, squalid camps, abject poverty, deprived of basic rights to education, healthcare and work. Subjected to draconian marriage and childbearing regulations to curb their numbers and deny citizenship by the brutal Myanmar regime, rendering them stateless in a land where they have lived for generations. So I ask you, brothers and sisters, who will stop this genocide against the Rohingya Muslims? Which state is there in the world today that will step in to end this bloodbath? Which state is there in the world today that has the moral conscience to stand up to the Myanmar regime and defend the Rohingya Muslims, putting human life up and above any political or economic interests? Which state is there in the world today that truly represents the interests of Muslims and that will strike fear into the hearts of the Myanmar military and the Buddhist butchers, such that they do not dare to harm even a single Rohingya Muslim man, woman or child? We know that there is no such state today, no such system, no international body in the world today that will do this. Because we have seen the massacres before in Syria and the world did nothing. We saw the massacres in Central Africa and the world did nothing. We saw the mass killings in Kashmir, in Somalia, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and in other lands across the Muslim world. And yet the world did nothing. Brothers and sisters, today every government in the world sees these massacres, hears the screams of the innocent women and children, witnesses the grotesque injustices and indescribable levels of oppression, but just turns their eyes away, washing their hands of any responsibility of protecting the lives of innocents. For in their opinion, and according to their inhumane capitalist ideology, saving these lives has no political or economic gain. Yet they claim that democracy is civilized, while the Islamic Sharia, which obliges the state that rules by it to protect humanity from such atrocities and oppression of the oppressors, is barbaric. Subhanallah. The silence, in fact the denial, of Aung San Suu Kyi, the de facto leader of Myanmar and golden girl of democracy, to this bloodbath and brutal campaign of ethnic cleansing of Muslims by her military, and the fact that it's simply business as usual for democratic governments across the world in their relationship with the murderous Myanmar regime, just exposes once again the true face of the man-made democratic system, where oppression and the slaughter of innocents is ignored when interests dictate. And brothers and sisters, what has been the response of the regimes and rulers of the Muslim world to this genocide against Muslims? What has this been? Well, this has been sickening. The Hasina regime, we're here outside today, the Bangladesh embassy in the UK, in London. The Hasina regime in Bangladesh, instead of welcoming these persecuted Muslims to its shores and providing them sanctuary, has either ordered its border guards to push them away, leaving them to drown, or to return to the killing fields of Myanmar. Or the government has placed them in squalid camps that lack basic needs, refusing to recognize them as refugees. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims are now stranded in no man's land between Myanmar and Bangladesh. Earlier this year, the Hasina regime even suggested locating all Rohingya refugees to a coastal island in the Bay of Bengal that floods regularly and that human rights organizations have defined as being inhabitable. Subhanallah. The Hasina's treachery has even extended beyond this, because her government has proposed joint military operations with the murderous Myanmar regime in its so-called anti-terrorism operation, alias its genocide campaign against the Muslims. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The traitorous Pakistan regime too has no qualms about bolstering the strength of the Myanmar army and profiteering from the slaughter of its Muslim brothers and sisters. In 2015, it signed a contract to supply 16 JF-17 Thunder warplanes to Myanmar's army, despite the mass killings of Rohingya Muslims in 2012. And the first of these planes is due to come into service for the Myanmar Air Force this year. And what about the regimes of Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, of Jordan, of Egypt? Well, they would rather unleash their military to kill and starve the children of Yemen on the behest of their Western masters, rather than to use their armies to save the children, Muslim children of Myanmar. And how about Turkey? Turkey, which has the 7th largest army in the world, the 2nd largest army in NATO. What has been the response of its leadership to this crisis? Well, President Erdogan simply chose to engage in simple diplomacy with Myanmar's leader, Suu Kyi, including, can you believe it, to seek her permission to deliver aid to the Rohingya affected by the violence. SubhanAllah, the leader of a land that was once the seat of the great Khilafah state, a superpower of the world that would make the enemies of Islam shake with fear, feels the need to seek the permission of a murderous regime that has Muslim blood on its hands to seek their permission to deliver aid to those very Muslims that are being slaughtered by this regime. SubhanAllah, it really demonstrates the sheer level of humiliation that the Muslim leaders of today have reached. Meanwhile, Turkey's foreign minister called on Bangladesh to open its doors to the Rohingya fleeing the violence, saying that Turkey would pay all expenses for their needs, trying to cynically play the hero in this tragedy. Well, we say to Erdogan and his regime, how about unshackling your army from servitude to Western interests in NATO? How about mobilizing your soldiers for their true purpose, to protect the blood of the Muslims of Myanmar and across the Muslim world, to stand up to those who persecute the believers and to rescue them from their killers? How about paying for all expenses for all this? Erdogan stated, those who close their eyes to this genocide perpetuated under the cover of democracy are its collaborators. Well, yes, we agree with this, Erdogan, because this makes you and all the Muslim regimes collaborators in this horrendous crime. For you sat idle and closed your eyes while you could have put an end to this bloodbath through mobilizing your armies. Brothers and sisters, what a huge difference, a huge gulf of difference there is between these despicable regimes and the honorable sons and daughters of this ummah, who came to the streets in their masses in lands across the world, from Indonesia to Pakistan, Bangladesh to Malaysia. And even here today in the UK, there is a demonstration here in London outside the Bangladesh embassy. They came on the streets to demand that the governments of the Muslim world end their relationship with the murderous Myanmar regime, that they stop the bloodbath that is happening to our Muslim brothers in Myanmar. These murderous regimes do not deserve to govern over this honorable ummah for even one second. They need to be uprooted, for this ummah deserves a leadership that reflects its love for its Muslim brothers and sisters and for this deen. Dear brothers and sisters, there is no state today that will stop this bloodbath. We know this of our Rohingya Muslim brothers and sisters. So it is down to us, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to do this, to end this genocide. But to do this, it is not enough to feel pain and to shed tears when we see what's happening to our Muslim brothers and sisters, or to just express anger, or to only make dua for them. We must match our pain and our anger to a solution defined by our deen that will truly bring their nightmare to an end. And this solution is to work for the establishment of a state that has the moral conscience to stand up to such horrendous crimes against humanity. A state which truly represents the interests of the Muslims and our deen. A state whose leader is obliged to be the guardian of this ummah and its blood. A state whose army will embrace its true role as defenders of the Muslims. And a state whose Islamic system will provide sanctuary, a dignified life, and Islam's full rights of citizenship to the oppressed believers, no matter from where they come. This state, brothers and sisters, is nothing other than the Khilafah, the Caliphate based upon the method of the Prophethood, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Imam, The Khalif is a shield behind whom the Muslims fight and by whom they are protected. So we call you, dear brothers and sisters, to exert your full efforts. Inshallah, your full efforts to carry this dawah, to establish this noble Khilafah state, so that we can bring an end to the slaughter of our ummah in Myanmar and across the world, and return glory to the believers and to our deen, inshallah. Work with us as Hizb ut-Tahrir to establish this glorious state which will not rest until every oppressive regime is history and until justice prevails in this world. And to the sincere Muslim officers in the armies of the Muslim world, we call you to respond to the cries of your Rohingya Muslim brothers and sisters and children who are pleading with you to come to their defense. Their salvation lies in your hands. Do not follow the despicable path of your rulers who are destined for Jahannam for their betrayal of the Muslims and this deen. Give your nusra, your material support urgently to the brave leadership of Hizb ut-Tahrir to establish the Khilafah state, which will mobilize you immediately, inshallah, to defend the blood of your ummah, making your legacy one that mirrors the great heroes of Islamic history, like Salahuddin Ayyubi and like Muhammad ibn Qasim, and that will bring you honor in this life and inshallah the greatest of rewards in the akhirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and what is the matter with you that you do not fight in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed amongst the men, women and children who say, my Lord, our Lord, take us out of this city of oppressive people and appoint from us yourselves a protector and appoint from us from yourself a helper. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamul ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.